This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson, and State Board of Education President Charlie Shields joins the show today, and he has written an editorial about teacher recruitment and retention efforts. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to talk in this opinion piece, you talk about teacher recruitment and retention being the most pressing issue facing schools across the state, and of all the education issues being discussed this legislative session at the Capitol, why is teacher recruitment and retention the most pressing than any of these other items?
I think this issue has been brewing for a while, and we've had challenges around, you know, how do we get more people into the profession? How do we keep them in the profession? But I think it was exacerbated by the pandemic. So during the pandemic, it was just a really difficult time to be a teacher. We had teachers, you know, trying to do the virtual education piece, some of them doing the hybrid piece. Very scary time. Some of them teaching in areas outside of their content basic area that they trained in. So we started to see a lot of people leave the profession, just say, I'm not doing this anymore. So we've gotten to a point where I wouldn't quite say crisis yet, but if we don't do something very quickly, we will be in a crisis. We will not have the ability to put qualified teachers in front of students in classrooms. And that's why the State Board of Education established this Blue Ribbon Commission to begin to work on this. And the work is imperative, and we're on a fairly short cycle so that we will be able to address this prior to the next legislative session.
We haven't addressed our minimum teacher pay since like 2005, 2006, something like that. But the legislature is working to wrap up the next state budget. There are several major public education items in the latest version. There is a boost in minimum teacher pay, I think, to at least $38,000 annually, which is a big jump from right now it's $25,000. And then there's this career ladder program that would reward, I think, experienced teachers in a variety of ways, like professional development and student mentoring. And then there's also fully funding the state's share of school transportation costs. And this is the first time, according to DESE, this would be the first time since 1990 to 91 school year that we would fully fund school transportation. So let me first off get your response to all of these efforts going on that as of now, they're in the budget. Will this mean the statewide Teacher Recruitment and Retention Commission will still have work to do, even if these pass?
So I think the financial piece that's being talked about in the legislature and as we approach the deadline by which the budget will be accomplished is very important. So, I mean, there's potential to raise minimum salaries. To do that, there's also reestablishing career ladder, which is designed to, you know, essentially create a stipend for all teachers. This idea of putting more money into what they call the transportation categorical, which will fully fund transportation, which in theory frees up money that could also be used for salaries and things like that. All that is very important, and you know, our hope is that you'll end up, you know, by the deadline of May 6th, when the budget has to be passed, that, you know, good things will happen. But I think there's more to this than just the money piece of it. As you look at, you know, the challenges that teachers face in the classroom these days, I mean, they're really, it's an environment issue. You know, what we're seeing is just the work area that they have to work in, you know, the challenges with social issues that they're dealing with. You know, it's teachers have long been more than just providers of educational services. They, you know, for decades, you know, they provided wraparound services for students that have multiple needs. But I think those needs are higher now than they've been in the past. I think the issues around respect for the profession. We've seen, you know, really in the last year, somehow education and teachers have kind of gone, like healthcare workers, have gone from being heroes to sometimes that's not the case anymore. So I think that's out there. I think we have to rethink what does work look like? I mean, I would tell you that's not happening just in education. It's happening across all types of work. I'm in the healthcare business. We're rethinking how do we attract workers and provide care. So, does that mean more flexibility for teachers, people that possibly don't want to teach, a full load, but will be willing to teach a half load? Can they do things like team teaching? Are there things that we can do to, bring retired teachers back part-time? We did some of that during the pandemic, but can we establish that? And then, continue to look at, are there alternatives to traditional teacher certification? We have programs in Missouri, where people who weren't education majors can come into the field and teach. Do we need to look at expanding that and creating more opportunities for people that may be at the end of one career, but have time and effort that they were willing to give to education? So I think there's even once you get past the financial issues and the pay issues, there's a lot of other issues that go into the challenges that we're seeing right now. So I think that's part of it. And then we just need to look at, in terms of how we're getting people at the very beginning of the profession, get, high school students interested in entering education, because we've seen a reduction in the number of students willing to go into education at the higher education level to become teachers. We've seen that go down, which means we have less teachers coming out on the back end, ready to go into the profession. So there's a lot of work for the Blue Ribbon Commission, in addition to looking at the financial piece.
Missouri State Board of Education President Charlie Shields joins Show Me today. He has written an editorial about the importance of boosting teacher recruitment and retention efforts. So we have him on the show to talk a little bit about that. And just to touch upon what you just said in your editorial, you talk about not enough people are studying to become teachers, and then the number of students enrolled in educator preparation programs in Missouri has declined by nearly 30% over the last decade. So it leads me to wonder, are we also dealing with a shortage of professors to teach these students, and therefore not as many slots are open for students who want to be future teachers? And is that something that the statewide commission is going to also involve higher education with in this whole effort that you're doing?
Yeah, certainly we would expect the Blue Ribbon Commission to look towards higher education and, discuss what are the challenges that they see. But I don't think, in my mind, I don't think it's an issue of capacity within higher education. I mean, we have some 38 different programs in the state that do teacher training. So I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is just the students willing to go into education. They look at it. They see that, financially it's tough. There are, frankly, more financially rewarding ways to make a living out there. I think they also see some of the challenges. They look at, if you're a high school student and you see, what some of your teachers are going through, that you may think twice about getting into the profession. So I think that's some of the things that we have to address as well, is to, how do you get more people willing to become education majors, and so that they come out, 4 and 5 years from now as people willing to enter the classroom. So there's a lot of issues around that. I would suspect that the Blue Ribbon Commission will certainly engage and seek the advice of the higher education community and the schools of education to see what challenges they're facing and why they can't attract more people into the profession.
One thing I like to bring up is the correlation between teacher retention and student achievement. Can you talk about keeping teachers around and the impacts that could have on our subject scores, for instance?
Yeah, I think if you talk to people in the field, they would tell you that there's probably some sweet spot there in terms of how long a person's in the profession before they become really the most highly effective educator. I don't know if it's 4 years or 5 years, but it's like many other professions. I mean, people, you get into it, and then you start to learn the trade and you get better at it, and it makes you a more highly effective teacher. And obviously, if you have highly effective teachers, you end up with students that score better on the assessments that we have, and all the other things that go along with having great teachers in front of the classroom. But the challenge, is if you lose half your teachers in the first 5 years, and that's what's happening right now. I mean, half the people that start in education are out of education within the first 5 years. You're really limiting the number of people that hit that, as I said, so-called sweet spot. If it takes 4 to 5 years to become really proficient at the profession, well, if you're never getting there because half of them are gone, then without a doubt, I think you're going to see a challenge with student achievement and test scores. So, I mean, it all plays together, and I think on the state board, the one thing that we would absolutely say, I mean, the number one biggest factor in student achievement is a great teacher in front of the class. And so this all plays together. If you care about student achievement, you got to care about putting great teachers in front of the class, because you can't have one without the other.
Will the commission be looking at whether we need to boost para educator levels as well?
Well, I think what they will look at is all the things that go into a classroom. So a lot of education is really, like, I would say, almost a team environment, where you have paras and you also have certificated teachers, and then you have, frankly, you have other services, social workers, things like that. I think they'll look at all those things inside, these are the things that, if you work with paras, you work with social workers, things like that, you make it easier to be easier to be a more effective teacher. So I think they will look at all those things. This, frankly, it's a lot of work to do in a relatively short period of time. But the goal is that they come back with recommendations, and we can turn that into legislative action before the General Assembly comes back next January.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Alisa Nelson. We have Missouri Board of Education President Charlie Shields joining the show today. Has the commission started its work yet, or are they going to hit the ground running here pretty soon?
The first meeting of the Blue Ribbon Commission is June 17th. So we wanted, because we have legislators involved, we want to make sure that the legislature is out of session and we can get them ready to go. But really what you're seeing is we have materials starting to flow out to the commissioners right now, so they can be doing their homework ahead of the first meeting and really start to understand what some of the challenges are. So even though the first meeting's not till June 17th, commissioners are working right now trying to understand what the challenges are. So I think they're going to hit the ground running at their very first meeting, and I think they're going to work hard, and I think they're going to have some good recommendations. And some of them may be a little different than how we've typically thought about addressing some of these challenges, and that's what we're hoping for, frankly.
What would the state stand to lose if we don't effectively address the need to boost teacher recruitment and retention?
Yeah. Ultimately, if we don't solve this problem, we will see a decline in the quality of students coming out of the education system, which affects both higher education, but also the job market out there. And if we're not good at this and we don't fix it, I think ultimately, the economy will suffer in Missouri. I've done enough work around, when I was in the legislature, around economic development, and then I run a large institution that employs 5,000 people. The one thing I know when I talk to people and my business colleagues, that the number one issue for business is being able to have an effective workforce, and you just simply can't have an elementary and education system that doesn't function right, or a higher education system doesn't function well, and expect to have a good workforce coming out of that on the back end. And if you don't have that workforce, the entire economy suffers. The flip side, if we get it right, this could be perhaps one of the best economic development tools that we've ever invested in, because we know we're creating a viable and well-qualified workforce for the future. So I think the work we do right now will have huge impact on what the state's economic outlook looks like, 10 years out. So that's why this is very important.
Charlie, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Well, I think, the one thing is, I would say is, we have a group of commissioners that I talked to almost every one of them before we appointed them, and they are excited about the work because they know how important this is. This thing is heavily dependent on business leaders, the Blue Ribbon Commission, and we did that because these are the people that will ultimately see the benefit of the work they do. So they're excited as they're proceeding with their homework and be able to get to the first meeting on the 17th, and I think we're going to see great outcomes and some great recommendations out of the commission.
That's Missouri Board of Education President Charlie Shields. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.